My name is Mara Shanefelt, and I am the Director of Prevention and Recovery for Four Corners Detox Recovery Center in Gallup, New Mexico. Our outpatient services will have their own location starting April 1st at 1808 East Aztec Avenue in the Aztec Professional Building, Suite Number 6. And we will have an open house on that Wednesday, April 3rd, 12 to 2.
The flyer is posted to kglp.org on the PSAs and events page.
For more information, you can call us at 505-519-0767. Again, that's for outpatient services. For any inpatient services, you may reach out to Brenda Martin, Director of Residential Services at the Hassler Valley Road facility at 505-413-3447.
I'm on the line with Mara Schoenfeld and Courtney Munoz of Santa Fe Recovery Center and Four Corners Detox. Do you want to introduce yourselves and explain what your roles are?
Again, my name is Mara Schoenfeld. I am the Director of Prevention and Recovery located in the Gallup area with Four Corners Detox Recovery Center.
Hi, I'm Courtney Munoz. I'm the head of marketing and communications for Santa Fe Recovery Center, and I'm out of Santa Fe.
There was a press release from Santa Fe Recovery Center about a pending move to another building here in Gallup for the Four Corners Detox Center. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yes. So we were awarded, the organization was awarded several grants in the fall of 2023, including HRSA Medication Assisted Treatment Access Grant. We were also given a state grant from NMDOH. We've actually had several different grants, but the one of the larger ones that we received was the federal HRSA Medication Assisted Treatment Access Grant. And that's what is allowing us to find a additional location where we can house our outpatient services. Currently, we have been utilizing space at the Hassler Valley Road facility, a portable, and we've been making it work, but this is a really awesome opportunity for us to now have an actual office space where we can provide outpatient services, which would include medication-assisted treatment. It would include everything that we have already been providing the community, so intensive outpatient programming, regular outpatient programming. We also do a group once a week for loved ones and family members of someone that is struggling with substance use disorder. And that group is called CRAFT, Community Reinforcement Family Training Approach.
After the move is completed, will all services in Gallup be in the Aztec Professional Building?
Outpatient services. So we will now have separate facilities for inpatient and outpatient. So all of our inpatient services will remain at 2105 Hassler Valley Road near the community pantry and the Gallup Community Service Center. So inpatient is our medically monitored detox, as well as our 30-day residential case management service, counseling services, and whatnot. And then at the Aztec Professional Building at 1808 East Aztec Suite 6, that will be housing our outpatient services. So to make it just more accessible for folks that they're not staying with us, they're not inpatient, so they do have to find transportation for the groups in the evenings, transportation for their one-on-one counseling with their clinicians. And so this is going to make it much more accessible because there are two bus stops right there. We are right next to Walgreens, which is going to be hugely which is going to be very, very helpful with our medication-assisted treatment so that folks don't have to travel to us, then to another place, and back again. We really want to make it accessible for those needing our services. And then, of course, if we see folks at the Aztec building who really may need a medically monitored detox or want to do the 30-day residential, of course, we will then work with our inpatient services on Hassler and get them transported and admitted into those services.
Do you anticipate that you'll be adding additional help at either of these facilities?
Yes. The wonderful thing about the grants and those that the team at the in the organization that worked on them, they were able to put in there that, you know, we will need supportive positions. So for our outpatient services, we are currently interviewing for additional case managers. We are interviewing for a health navigator. A health navigator would be someone that similar to like an MCO, an insurance care coordinator, ensuring that clients are receiving and know about all of the different opportunities that are there for them and the resources that are there for them. We're also hiring for a MAT coordinator. All of those positions are on our website at sfrecovery.org if anyone is interested in those. But I would say there's about 20 positions with the various grants that we've received for the Gallup location.
Do you often receive referrals from other healthcare providers in the area?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We receive from the hospitals to primary care to DWI treatment court, magistrate court. It's from adult detention center. And then, of course, folks that come in self-referrals.
Do you ever have any collaboration or referrals from or to the Hojo Center for Personal Enhancement?
Yes, we do. And actually with our NMDOH grant, which we are hoping that it will be continued now with legislation, though we weren't able to get as much money as we had asked for the homeless initiative. But through that grant, we've been able to subcontract with Hojo for case management, as well as providing linkage to different services that folks, unhoused folks may be needing, including comfort kits. So comfort kits are a backpack of just essential things that someone, an unhoused person, may need. A rescue blanket, a hygiene kit, a granola bar, sunglasses, gloves, things like that. And so we are working, contracting with Hojo and work with them closely on all of our other initiatives too.
For anyone who is self-referring, who simply wants to get in touch with you, what are the best options for doing that?
So the best option is probably to give us a call. I haven't memorized it yet. Courtney, do you
have? The number to call for our outpatient services is 505-519-0767. And again, that number is 505-519-0767, and that is for the outpatient and medication-assisted treatment services. If you're interested in doing our detox and residential at our Hassler Valley Road location, that number is 505-413-3447. And one more time, that number is 505-413-3447. And you can also visit sfrecovery.org. That's our website for more information and how to get in contact with us.
In the last few years, there's been a crackdown on some fraudulent operators, I believe in the Maricopa County, Phoenix area. that I'm sure you're quite aware of, who were enticing pickups of especially indigenous people off the streets without authorization, then trying to get money from support which really didn't exist. Have you had any repercussions for service in this area from those fraudulent operators and those crackdowns?
We have not had any issues because of that. We're certainly aware of those situations and are mindful when people are asking us for information and being as transparent as possible when it comes to people wanting to seek treatment with us. And we do have some partners that we work with in Arizona. And those are programs that we vet, that we have gone down personally and met with. So we know kind of the quality of those services. Again, when it comes to what we're offering, it hasn't impacted us at all. It's just, you know, it's a really important issue in the community. And we are trying our best to stay on top of it. We're always more than happy to speak with people if, you know, family members, if they're concerned about how to get their, you know, their loved ones treatment, or even people who are seeking treatment that might be a little nervous because of, you know, the things that are happening and some of these predatory treatment centers and just how they're going about things. So what we would love to be, you know, is a resource for people who have questions and have concerns. And we can, you know, we can help them walk through that and even, you know, what to look for when you're looking for treatment, you know, even if it isn't with us. So that's kind of how we would like to partner with people on that issue.
I appreciate that, Courtney. Obviously, when criminals get involved in healthcare, it is never good for the industry.
Yeah, absolutely not. And I believe, you know, there are a couple of organizations that have been focusing on this issue. One is Operation Rainbow Bridge. That's the correct name, right, Mara?
Yes, through yes. The Navajo Nation Attorney General's office.
Yes. So they do have a website and I think and a Facebook page and people can reach out to them. And I believe, you know, the FBI as well on their site, you know, has a number. I believe you can call if you suspect someone has, you know, been a victim to some of these fraudulent treatment practices. You know, but to me, it's, you know, communication is the key. And like I said, we're always happy to be part of the discussion. We want to be part of the discussion so that people are aware because, yeah, like you said, it's when there are people who are vulnerable. Unfortunately, there's a lot of bad actors out there. And our goal is to, you know, protect people and get them the help that they need. So and it does take a community. So that's why we're happy to be part of these discussions.
Thank you very much, Courtney. What is the outlook for Santa Fe Recovery and in the Gallup area for Four Corners Detox, as you see it in the coming 5 to 10 years?
I think it's bright. Bright is the word that comes to mind. We recently, over the last summer in 2023, our CEO and the board implemented a strategic plan that is looking at prevention and recovery. So historically, Santa Fe Recovery Center was focused on treatment, detox, and inpatient 30-day, 60-day, and really wasn't looking at the before and after. And they were, you know, here and there, but just didn't have, whether it was the funding or the staffing. And thankfully, within the past few years, we have received quite a few grants and also quite a few accolades for what we've done with these grants to improve that continuum of care so that we're not only improving our medically monitored detox and our 30-day residential. And my hope is in the near future, we're able to extend that because we know 30 days is not always sufficient and could be 60, 90, or 120 days. So my hope is that in the near future, we're able to extend that. And now, currently, with the grants we've received recently, we're able to not only expand, but help support and create more accessibility for our inpatient as well as for our outpatient. We're now able to hire positions that will be solely focused on certain aspects of outpatient. We're also going to be able to have mobile units for outpatient. So we will be able to do a variety of different activities like rapid testing for HCV, HIV, syphilis, as well as medication-assisted treatment and case management, education, on all of the different, on SUD, on things related to SUD, substance use disorder. So I'm really excited about Four Corners Detox Recovery Center. I'm excited about Santa Fe Recovery Center. I see us expanding, and we were actually just at one of our federal grant. They have conferences that they call reverse site visits. We were there last week with our grants director, and it was just very, very nice to have folks come up and ask us questions and also tell us that we're doing a good job because this is our community and we know that this is these are services that are needed in our community. And I'm excited to be part of this organization that's able to provide and expand.
Courtney, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that regarding the event you were just at, Mara, and you can clarify this, but I believe that we were approached by some of the president's staff as one of, I think, three programs throughout the country that they were considering highlighting in the State of the Union address. Unfortunately, I don't think much was said about substance use disorder treatment, but it was really great to be recognized like that. We were all excited. We were hoping we'd get a shout out, but just the fact that what we're doing here in New Mexico, here in Gallup, is being recognized by, the highest office in the land, I think it's really a testament to the good work that not only that we're doing, but that we're able to do with the community, with our partners throughout the region. So I don't know if you had any more to add about that, Mara, but to me, that was such an exciting potential opportunity. And I just thought it was just really reflective on the good work that everyone is doing here.
Yeah, you nailed it. We were unsure what they wanted to talk about, and so it was quite a very pleasant surprise, including them congratulating us on the reporting that we've done the past couple of years and the data that they are able to view that we've shared with them and also our reports. It was just, yeah, it was a bit surreal, and we were really hoping that we would be included. I think there was a lot that was in the State of the Union address, so I understand why, but and I wish I knew how many grantees there were nationwide, but to be one of three, that felt like, okay, we're doing okay.
Whether we're talking about Gallup or your base of operations in the Santa Fe area, how important are visiting or consulting professionals such as healthcare providers, therapists, etc.?
Not everyone can do everything. And so they are incredibly important because they come in. We have several different partnerships in both locations. Specifically in Gallup, we work with First Nations, we work with NMDOH, with HOJO, with Gallup Community Health, with Gallup Indian Medical Center. Honestly, I can't, law enforcement, and it is very helpful because a lot of us are not the subject matter expert, and so we are able to partner with folks and organizations that are, and they can come in and they can say, hey, here's how we can do this better, or hey, we already do this. Can we come in and provide it? And then working with them, providing different services. We have doctors from GIMC that come in and do like health education classes. We have art classes. I mean, it's very important to collaborate and partner because other folks are doing things that we're just not able to do, or they've been doing it. You know, the location in Gallup opened in December 28th of 2020. So we're still very new and growing and learning. And there are organizations and people in this community that have been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years. And it is exciting, and we're super appreciative that they work with us because they've got a wealth of knowledge and they know the history, these services.
Courtney, is there anything you might like to add on Maura's comments?
Yeah, I think I would just like to give a bit of a shout out to another grant that Maura had mentioned that kind of encompasses all of this. It's the CCBHC grant. And basically what that's going to do is help us get certified as a community behavioral health center. And we would be, I think, maybe the second or third one in the state. And it's going to be a process to get it all set up. But in short, what it's going to mean is we are going to kind of serve as a hub for behavioral health services. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, Four Corners is now, you know, a behavioral health clinic. It's about working with the partners in the community to basically link people up with services. So when someone comes in and they need substance use disorder treatment, we're also going to be helping them find behavioral health treatment if they need it, helping them find a primary care doctor, you know, various services like that, family services, you know, helping even maybe expanding at some point to be working with youth and children. So in a way, it's kind of the culmination of everything we've been working for and working towards with our program, because, you know, we know the part that we do really well is the substance use disorder treatment, and we recognize in the community the other organizations and the hospitals and the other providers, and then we can all come together to make, you know, behavioral health care in general, which includes substance use disorder, kind of accessible to everyone. So, you know, that's going to be rolling out over the course of the next couple of years. We're in the process of hiring for a director, you know, getting our certification in place, you know, meeting with people, establishing partnerships. So that's something that is, you know, is going to be really exciting. And I think will have a really big impact, you know, on the community, not just in Gallup, throughout McKinley County. So yeah, that's something we'll be continuing to talk about and people can, you know, keep an ear out for.
You may have touched upon this, but has there been any interest from the city of Gallup or McKinley County in helping support what you're doing here?
Absolutely. Those are also two of our big collaborations and partnerships, and we do our best to always communicate different ideas or activities or grants that we have. At this time with the CCBHC in particular, that's really at the beginning of implementation. So those conversations are happening now. Really all of the grants that we just received in the fall of 2023 are in the implementation phase, and we are rolling them out now, but we are having all of those conversations. And actually, if folks would like to like us on Facebook, you'll see that one of our more recent posts is with Chief Pablo from Gallup Police Department and Lieutenant Spencer. So we love for people to come and tour our facilities. We again will be having an open house on April 3rd, 12 to 2.
The flyer is posted to kglp.org on the PSAs and events page.
But those are continuous conversations that we have with the city of Gallup, even, you know, the counselors for the city of Gallup, Linda Garcia is awesome and a really great supporter, as well as Sarah Piano, and of course the County Commission. And I know that County Manager Demas has work background with the DWI program and knows this area very well. And so I know that he's a big supporter of us and our initiatives as well.
I think Mara summed that up nicely. You know, again, for any more information on what we do and, you know, what we're going to be up to in the next months and years, you can go to our website at sfrecovery.org. And as Mara said, you know, you can follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we're on Twitter. And the handle is SFRC. For Instagram and Twitter, and SF Recovery and FCD Recovery on Facebook. Follow along with us, join in the conversation, and you know, always please reach out if anyone has any questions or needs services for themselves or for their loved ones.
Maura, would you like to add anything?
I just want to reiterate that our new outpatient location on Aztec, 1808 East Aztec Avenue, in the Aztec Professional Building, Suite Number 6, we will be beginning operations on April 1st, 2024, and we will have an open house on that Wednesday, April 3rd, 12 to 2. So please join us. More information can be found on our social media, as Courtney announced. It will be nice to have folks come in, and there will be refreshments, and we'll be discussing what we've done currently up to current and what we plan to do moving forward in the future.
I've been speaking with Mara Schoenfeld and Courtney Munoz of Santa Fe Recovery Center and also operators of the Four Corners Detox Center in Gallup, New Mexico. Thank you both.
Thank you so much, Rachel.